You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 350. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 you epic human, and welcome back to another awesome podcast episode of the Angela Online Business Show. I hope you're having a wicked day, no matter where you are in the world. And today, I'm just going to jump right in. Today, I'm going to share something that you may not know about me. And I haven't really shared too much around my spiritual journey over the last 5 years. And ultimately, it comes down to one thing, fear of judgment. But last week, that changed. I've had to learn that I can hold both masculine and feminine energy. I've had to learn that I can be exceptional at funnel strategy marketing, but also be amazing at weaving in spirituality to help my clients optimize and accelerate their business growth. I've had to learn I can show up to a 7-day sound healing training with my pink flip-flops, bright hot pink hoodie, and a hard note of Birkenstocks and still embrace the magic and add value. I've learned I can speak on stage and execute a keynote presentation and still love a crystal or two. Yet, as I've grown into this more integrated version of myself, I anticipate that not everyone in my orbit, aka my family, friends, or even some potential clients, will understand or accept this evolution. Some may choose to distance themselves, unable to reconcile my newfound spiritual path with their preconceptions of who I am. And to them, I say this. Their reluctance to embrace my journey reflects more about their own limitations than any failing on my part, because at my core, I remain the same person, one who's continually evolving and expanding. In fact, after immersing myself in the transformative power of sound over the last 7 days, intensive 10-hour days. So it was like 7 days that we were there. So one whole week, and it was like literally 10-hour days every single day. I emerged not only enriched from this particular experience, but I'm also more in tuned, to the harmony between mind, body, and soul and how this impacts on business growth than ever before. It is essential for business growth, but also just growth in general. Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners, gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today. So what I say is, here's to embracing change, to charting out our own unique paths, and to celebrating the beauty of our multifaceted selves. Here's to growth. Here's to expansion. And before I finish, I invite you to reflect on these questions around judgment, as it might just help you move forward as it's helped me move forward. Here are some of the reflective questions I would encourage you to, and invite you to think about. What specific fears or anxieties do you harbor regarding judgment for others? How have these fears influenced your decisions or actions in the past? Have there been instances where your fear or judgment prevented you from fully expressing yourself or pursuing any of your own interests? What beliefs or assumptions underlie your fear of judgment? Are they rooted in past experiences, societal norms, or personal insecurities? How do you perceive the relationship between authenticity and the fear of judgment? Do you feel pressured to conform to certain expectations to avoid criticism? Another question I want you to think about is, are there particular individuals or groups whose opinions you prioritize over your own values and desires? And if so, why? Have there been moments when you've challenged or felt challenged to overcome your fear and judgment? And if so, what strategies enabled you to do so? Also think about, in what ways does your fear or judgment hinder your personal growth, business growth, and self-expression? And I want you to think about, what steps can you take to cultivate greater acceptance and resilience in fear and judgment? How can you reframe your preconceptions of criticism as opportunities for growth rather than sources of shame? I've had to work really hard to unpack where my own fear of judgment has come from. And by delving into these questions with honesty and self-compassion, you might just also gain a deeper insight into your roots of your fear and judgment and develop strategies for navigating it more efficiently and effectively. I think it's really important to look at our fears, to look at our scarcity mindset, to see where we need to kind of dig deeper and what are some of those rooted causes. Because if not, they will always continue to show up, no matter if you're in startup stage, growth stage, or scale stage. So I really encourage you to hone in and get dirty, cry, get the tissues out, and see what's actually going on underneath those rooted kind of surface level things. Here's to your growth, my friend. And what I can say, it was an absolutely epic and magical time learning the power of sound last week. Now, if you're wanting to work together to maximize your profits, minimize stress, and grow your business so you can still find joy in every single day, my friend, and understand what to work on, how to get an ROI, and all those other little pieces to connect the dots, I encourage you to head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, and you can explore there how we can work together. But for now, have a brilliant day, and I look forward to you joining me again for another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.